Pakistan enters 2008 still reeling from the assassination of opposition leader Benazir Bhutto, and the political turmoil is gathering momentum. It's not clear yet if parliamentary elections will be held next Tuesday. Pakistan's Election Commission says they are likely to be postponed, despite pressure from some opposition parties and the U.S. for the vote to go ahead. As NPR's Philip Reeves reports, this is a contentious issue among those vying for power in Pakistan.
Pakistan's pro-government election commission was supposed to announce its decision today. The country's in crisis. Uncertainty's only feeding instability. The commission met, yet afterwards Secretary Kamran Dilshad revealed it still hadn't made up its mind.
The political parties may be consulted. May be consulted.
If they do delay, they can expect an angry response. Bhutto's Pakistan People's Party, the PPP, does not want the elections postponed. It stands to do particularly well at the polls because of a sympathy vote after Benazir Bhutto's death. However, that sympathy may eventually die out. For the same reason, the ruling party of President Pervez Musharraf, the PMLQ, wants a delay. There are other complications. Election Commission officials say some of their offices have been attacked in Sindh province and electoral lists destroyed. Bhutto's people dispute whether that's a good enough excuse for a delay. After all, they say, they managed to hold elections in war-torn Afghanistan. Foreign observers say they can't monitor the elections properly at the moment because of the lack of security. That means it'll be easier for the losers to attack the credibility of the vote by alleging that it was rigged or unfair. But what happens if the elections are held sometime soon and the PPP does, as expected, emerge the winner? The PPP would then get to choose the Prime Minister who'd have to work with Musharraf. Many within the party believe that elements of Musharraf's government and the intelligence agencies are complicit in Bhutto's killing and are trying to cover up the details. Nowhere is that feeling stronger than at the graveside of Bhutto in the family mausoleum in rural Sindh. Amid the weeping and the chants honouring Bhutto, there are slogans against Musharraf. Here, they don't believe the government's claims that Bhutto wasn't shot, but died after she hit her head on her car roof because of the shockwaves from a suicide bombing. And, says one of the mourners, Inam Rahman Jalbani, they also don't believe the government when it says Bhutto was killed by Al-Qaeda.
I don't believe in them. And the majority of Pakistan people, they don't believe these pictures. We reject totally altogether these stories.
It is hard to imagine, in this atmosphere, how the party of Benazir Bhutto could ever govern the country alongside Musharraf. Some observers believe this means Musharraf will have to go sooner or later. Not all, however. Javed Jabbar served in Benazir Bhutto's cabinet in the late 80s. It was a decade after Bhutto's father, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, was executed by the military government of Zia-ul-Haq. The party was still boiling with resentment. But Jabbar says Benazir Bhutto took a flexible approach when she came to power in late 1988.
She was pragmatic enough to deal with elements who had publicly been identified as being associated with those who had supported Mr. Bhutto's execution.
That's a precedent he believes the Pakistan People's Party may now choose to follow. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Karachi.